Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. These are five of the best indoor plants. Well, these are the ones I'm kind of partial that I absolutely love and that are super easy to keep, except for one, and I'll be sure to share with you. Okay, we're gonna start down here. This is the infamous snake plant, or also known as mother-in-law's tongue. She's got really super duty hardy leaves, and you have to be very careful with her because she does not like to be, like, these are real fragile, so you have to be very careful. Also, you wanna make sure that you have really good drainage in the pot. So I don't actually have this planted, but I just wanna show you. There's a hole down there, so when you plant this, be sure that when you have this plant, or when you plant this snake plant, that you have very good drainage. But only water this once a month or else you're gonna kill her. So the gorgeous snake plant. Okay, I cannot pronounce this. They're telling me that you say it Anglinomia, which is I think A, and I can't even spell it barely. But basically this is called Silver Queen, and this is another fabulous indoor plant. You wanna make sure that you keep her about 5 to 6 feet away from the window, away from indirect light. But this is also a very super tough plant. And be sure that you don't keep her feet really wet because she will drown. So this maybe needs to be watered maybe once or twice a month. So this is called Silver Queen. Look at the gorgeous variegated leaf. If you're looking, or if you're listening to us on our podcast, I can't describe to you, or it's so beautiful. It's a gorgeous silver hue with this beautiful variegation of dark green on the outside, but this makes an easy, super indoor plant. Okay, the next one, this is Anthurium. Look at those beautiful heart-shaped leaves, and this is also a leaf. And they last for about 6 weeks like this. They come in different colors. You'll see them in white or peach, but I like red for this time of the year. And I like actually red any time of the year, but this is also another really low maintenance plant. And I do know how to spell her. It's A-N-T-H-E-R-I-U-M. This is Anthurium. And she also likes to stay about 5 to 6 feet away from the window. So don't put her directly in the window. Okay, this is Pothos. We currently have this beauty sitting in our bathroom in this beautiful, it's actually in a silver champagne bucket. And super easy to maintain, but also does not like wet feet. And this, you'll see the Pothos, it comes in all kinds of, they have like bright green, they have dark green, but this is the Marble Queen. And it's a beautiful variegated leaf that I also think looks great. And we have had ours in our bathroom for probably almost over a year now. But just another fabulous plant that we love to use indoors. Last but not least is a maidenhair. Okay, now she's kind of tough to keep, but I love how gorgeous and airy and feathery her beautiful branch structure is, but I wanna show you my secret. For these plants, do not take it out of the pot
and do not have drainage. You want to make sure that you have water in the bottom of the pot and that the maidenhair is constantly drinking water. I like to leave at least a half an inch, let it the maidenhair soak up from the bottom, and so she definitely likes it very moist, does not like it super, want to say super dry, because she's going to shrivel up. But this also does really well in indirect light. But another thing, if you don't want to, if you don't have a pot that, you know, has a drainage hole, then you can also slip the root, and I wish I had one right now, but I forgot to bring it. You could also slip this into like a Ziploc bag. And we've done that before as well, and I'll be sure to share and show you how we do that in another video. But this is maidenhair, absolutely beautiful and airy. But remember, she likes water. Okay, so these are five of my favorite indoor plants that I actually have in our home and that I have had for a long time, except for the snake plant. I've had this several times before, but these are definitely some of my go-tos. Okay, thanks and good luck.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.